This goes to Dr. Kurt, K-U-R-T, Anderson. Fax is 989-817-4601 regarding Ramon, R-A-M like Mary, O-N like November, Najjar, N like November, A-J-A-R. Date of birth is 11/9/1962. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a consultation for Mr. Najjar, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, which has been present for the last 10 years, and is slowly worsening according to the patient. He did live in Texas this year and then had a very severe fall. He required right cheek reconstruction. He had a severe concussion that required prolonged rehabilitation until he was able to learn how to walk without aids. And since then, he has moved home and lives with his brother and his brother's wife. He's doing well. He is retired from the culinary business and due to the constant, persistent fatigue that he experiences on a daily basis. Since the injury and the fall, he also complains of ongoing neck pain when he sleeps at night. If he lays on the left side, the left shoulder hurts, and if he lays on the right side, the neck hurts, and he develops numbness and tingling starting in the neck and going down the left shoulder partway down the upper arm. And he will be talking to you about those symptoms at his appointment with you next week. He has had a long history of high potassium levels, was previously treated with Lokelma, 10 grams every day, but insurance does not cover that, so he has not been using it. He's had problems with high blood pressure and low blood pressure, and he was on Midodrine, but he's not taken any of that since May. No antihypertensives and no Midodrine since May of this year. And he does have constant problems with intestinal gas, excessive burping, and indigestion. He tried some Bentyl, but it was really ineffective, so he stopped it. He also tried Trazodone for some mood swings that have happened since the head injury. They caused significant dizziness and low blood pressure when he woke up in the morning. Currently today, he's feeling well, and he has had a long history of type 2 diabetes, which was diagnosed in his 30s, and he's been on insulin for many years now. The diabetes is quite well controlled at this time. He's never had any chest pain or palpitations, no history of MIs, no cardiac catheterizations were required, no history of heart failure, no TIAs or strokes, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, occasional dark stools when he takes oral iron daily, no blood visible. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and he feels like he empties his bladder fully. No edema, and he does have severe diabetic neuropathy, numbness in the lower extremities, feet, and partway up to the knees, both feet. He also experiences cramps in his thighs frequently at night. And before he moved back to Michigan, the circulation was checked in the lower extremities and was found to be normal. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, diagnosed when he was in his 30s, hypothyroidism, anemia, iron deficiency type, mild proteinuria, diabetic neuropathy, glaucoma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, a history of high potassium levels. Past surgical history, he had a very bad motor vehicle accident requiring surgery on the right wrist, including skin graft and ligament repair. As a result, the right little finger does not fully extend. Also, he had a fall in April of this year with a severe concussion and required right cheekbone plastic surgery and extensive rehabilitation for a concussion. And social history, he does not smoke cigarettes, he does not use alcohol or illicit drugs, He is divorced and lives with his brother and sister-in-law, now in Michigan, and he's retired from the culinary business. Family history is significant for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on REZVOGLAR insulin, 10 units once daily. Iron, a 65 milligram daily. Duloxetine is 30 milligram daily for the diabetic neuropathy. Synthroid, 25 microgram daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Tylenol, 650 milligram every 6 hours as needed for pain. Magnesium is 400 milligram daily, and Protonix, 40 milligram daily. He has not used any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for more than 10 years, actually since he was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease 10 years ago. Physical exam, height 61 inches, weight 128 pounds, and that's a 15-pound increase since he's moved to Michigan. Pulse is 73, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 170 over 80, right arm is 130 over 70. The patient was advised that we're going to be checking blood pressure on the left side. We do not want the inaccurate right-sided blood pressures. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, uvula midline, neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, flat, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema. 1 to 2 plus pedal pulses. 2 to 3 second capillary refill and decreased sensation feet and ankles on partway up calves bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. In labs, most recent lab studies were done July 20th, 2025. Creatinine was 2.35 with estimated GFR of 31. January 3rd of 25, creatinine 2.2, GFR 33. June 28th of 24, creatinine 3.2, GFR 20. 2-1-24, creatinine 2.4, and GFR 28. In July 20th, 25, urinalysis is negative for blood and has a trace of protein. His iron saturation was 36%. Iron is 97 and ferritin 163. Hemoglobin A1C 7.4. TSH level was 6.99. PSA is 0.38. Sodium 137, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 26, calcium 9.1, glucose 93, albumin 4.0. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 68. Hemoglobin is 8.9. Hematocrit 27.7, normal MCV, normal platelets, normal white count. And we don't have a recent ultrasound of kidneys or post-void bladder scan. The patient does not remember having one within the last few years. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-standing type 2 diabetes and hypertension. We are going to schedule the patient for a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan in ELMA, and then we will repeat his labs within the next week, then every 3 months thereafter. He should continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.